of David, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Speak thy powerful command, Ephphatha, be open to our ears and our hearts. Amen. Our meditation on the key of David, who controls access to the presence of our King, reflects on things closed and things open throughout the Scriptures. We need not look very far in Scripture to find this theme touched upon. The Lord said in the day that you eat of it, you shall die. And Adam, our father, and Eve, our mother, said, I did. The Lord said, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also from the tree of life, and eat and live forever. Therefore, God, the Lord, sent him forth from the Garden of Eden. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the tree of life. Then God said to Moses, do not come near. Put off your shoes from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said later, you shall set bounds for the people round about the mountain, saying, take heed that you do not go up into the mountain or touch the border of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall be put to death. Shall put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I shall give you. And he instructed, and you shall make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet stuff of fine twined linen. On skilled work shall it be made with cherubim, and you shall hang it upon four pillars of acacia wood overlaid with gold, with hooks of gold upon a clasp. And bring the ark of the testimony in thither within the veil, and a veil shall separate for you the holy place from the most holy. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, and Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, because the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Tell Aaron, your brother, not to come at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat which is upon the ark, lest he die. For I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. But thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. Way of access to God, to be so strewn with barriers and warnings and limitations, God gave promise of the opening of the door. The psalmist cried out, open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them. And a voice called out in anticipation of the arrival of the King of Glory, lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors. And the prophet said of the city of God, your gates shall be open continually, day and night, they shall not be shut. The same prophet Isaiah also reports an incident in which are found the words which are the root of the metaphor key of David. unworthy steward of the house of David, Jephthah, is deposed. And the word of the Lord says, in that day I will call my servant Eliakim, and I will place on his shoulder the keys of the house of David. That key opens, and no one can shut. And shut, and no one can open. It controls access to the presence of the king. And that key, that servant of the Lord, that key of David, with the royal scepter also in his hand of the house of Israel, came. In fulfillment of another prophecy of Isaiah that we heard, to proclaim liberty to the captive and the opening of prison to those who are bound. The key of David, who opens and no one can shut him. And on that day in Nazareth began to say to them the words of prophecy from Isaiah. Then, when all eyes were fastened upon him, proclaimed, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." To him who knocks, he said, "It will be opened." The key of David himself slides the bolt and opens the door. "Behold, the risen Christ says, I have set before you an open door. Enter by it. Though it be a narrow door, in fact," he said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. I am the way." And Paul said, "Through him we have access to God." To a deaf man, Jesus said, "Ephphatha, be open." And to a paralytic, he said, "Your sins are forgiven. Rise, take up your bed, and walk." Through him, the power of God loosens the fetters that chain us, into our sins and into the sufferings of this world. To the Church of Christ, he gave that power to unlock and also to bind the impenitent, the office of the chief, giving to the disciples the keys of the king. And when the key of David died on Calvary, the veil of the temple was rent in two. And we might think of that great grinding, eerie noise of the earthquake as the sliding of the cosmic bolt, the unlocking of the dungeon door of us captives, opening a way for our return to the realm of life and light under God's rule, his paradise. For as we heard from Hebrews, through death he destroys him who has the power of death, and delivered all who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. And he, rising from the grave, entered heaven, leading us a host of captives behind him, leading many sons to glory. He opened the way to paradise that was gone. No wonder we pray, "O key of David." And we give to one another today a scriptural word of encouragement. Encouragement for coming to communion. Encouragement for celebrating Christmas. Encouragement for the continuation of our lives as we wait for his return. Hebrews 10:19-25. "Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way which he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more, as you see the day drawing near. We all continue to encourage one another by confessing our firm faith in the creed.